Okay, today's shiur is about Sanhedrin Dav Dalet. Sanhedrin Dav Dalet, and we are, Baruch Hashem, into this new Masechta, and we just got into the two dots on Gimel Amud Beis, but there's a lot to talk about on those last few lines. The Gemara said, had asked on Rabbi Yoshia, who seemed not to hold of the principle of, or at least not hold of it in so many cases, of Bezdin Nota. So they asked, what do you use Bezdin Nota for? Bedina Nefashis. But then the Gemara says, it sounds like if you have three psukim to teach you that you need three judges, three Elohims, so is that to say that they all have to agree? They all have to agree, it has to be unanimous, it can't be 2-1? So the Gemara said, no. We would have learned it out from a Kav HaChomer that it would be okay. Why? Because if by Dina Nefashis, which is very stringent, you're putting somebody to death, we would say that you follow the majority. So surely, by Dina Mamanis, we would say that one would be able to follow the majority. Right? That was the Gemara. So, based on that, there are at least three issues that we have to talk about. Number one is Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos asks, Dina Mamanis, Tosfos, Tema. The Gemara here says that it's obvious. If you'd follow Dina Mamanis by Nefashis, you'd surely follow it by Dina Mamanis. So Tosfos says, Tema, the Bereish B'Ocha Peiris, back in Baba Basra, we learned, Ka'amar Shmuel, the Ein Hochem B'Mamun Achar Rov. No, you don't follow the rope by Mamanus. Just the opposite. You follow the rope by Nefashis, but you don't follow it by Mamanus. Via Milo Nelef, Pekavachomer, Medina Nefashis, Kedamar Hacha. But here we said it's a Kavachomer the other way. So do you follow the rope by Mamanus, or do you not follow the rope by Mamanus? And Tosfos says, V'ein Lomar, we'll skip the V'ein Lomar for a second. He says, don't say the following, ... but what does Tosfos answer in the end? Third to last line. V'tzarech lomar, deruba l'radia, zavni lo chashiv, kihanach ruba. Over there, where the Gemara Baba Basra says, you don't follow the rove, that's a bad rove. That's why you don't follow the rove. What's the rove? I sold you an ox, and the ox turned out to be a wild maniac ox. And you say, well, this ox is crazy. I said, well, I sold you the ox, I thought you were going to shecht it. I thought you wanted supper. And you said, no, I wanted the ox to plow with. Ruba, I didn't want it. So could the seller say, well, even though rove people do this, I sold it for that. So says Tosfos, that's an inferior type of rove. And therefore, you don't rely on it. Really, if you have a good rove, then you would follow it by Dina Mamanis. But an inferior type of rove, you would not follow. So what does it mean? Why is that an inferior type of rove? We have a lot of roves. So rove people buy their animals for plowing or not for plowing. That's an inferior type of rove. So the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin, the Rabban, the Ritva, and others on Daf Nun suggest, and this is what the Achronim assume that Tosfos is saying also. Why is it an inferior rove? Because it's based on behavior of people. Behavior of people that people have the choice of what to do each time. Says the Ritva, Kiddushin Daf Nun, Abo Berov HaTalui B'minhag She'eino Chiyuv V'kol Adam She'rotzeh Yachol Linho K'minhag Amiyut V'adai Choshishin L'miyot L'chumra Shaharei Kivan Shahadavar Talui B'das Pa'amim She'adam Noheg B'minhag Amiyut. This type of rove, is this a rove of rove women give birth in the ninth month? Is that this type of rove? If rove women... Rove ghosts in Lamisa? No, there it's about behavior. It's not about what people have the choice of doing. So a rove that's totally on minhag of what people do, and people have a choice to do whatever they want each time, really. So that is not a strong rove, and that is what is suggested. And that's what the Shmaitza suggests is the pshat of our Tosfos. The Shef Shmaitza in Shmaitza Dala Perik Vav, he quotes this idea, and he says that is what Tosfos is saying. Rove, people who sell their property for animals for plowing, is not a chashiv rove. V'hayna misham deruba l'radia talia b'das v'ratza b'nei adam. U'pa'amim sh'adam rotza liknos l'shchita. V'rov kazen nami rov ma'aliyahu. That is the Shev Shmaitza. That's point number one in Tosfos. Point number two in Tosfos is that Tosfos is asking, hey, if you follow the rove by Nefashis, you should surely follow the rove by Mamanis. So Tosfos is dealing in a normal rove world. There's a stira, you got to give an answer. But there is another suggestion, which Tosfos doesn't seem to hold. And that is what Tosfos says in Maseches Baba Kama. Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin Amabez, asks, why don't you have a Kal V'Chomer by Mominus. If you follow the road by Nefashis, right, 23, Bezer 23, you go by the road, why not by Mominus? The Tosfos says, the Yishlomar, very important line, Tosfos again, Babakama Chavzayin, the Hasam Gabi Dayanim Shiny. The rove by judges is not a normal type of rove. Why? The chashiv miut ditu kimi she'eno. The miut by judges, if the case is 13 to 10 by a Dina Nefashis case, it's not 13 to 10. There's no miut when it comes to Dina Nefashis. The miut disappears. What does that mean, the miut disappears? So two suggestions. The Kudrus HaSfekos, the brother of the Xos, in Klal Vav, quotes earlier Achronim, says, what does it mean that there is no miut? The Yireh, the Hachi Ka'amar. Here it appears that this is what it means. Kivan Sha'amra Torah, Achrei Rabim Lahatos, since the Torah says you follow the majority, miut hadayanim mivatlin daitan mipnei svaras harov. The miut has to say, amavata maidas. I must be wrong. If I'm outvoted 13 to 10 in a Dina Nefashis case, the miut says, oh, we're mevatel ardas, ve'en yechol lahoros ala kasvaras harabim, they follow the rabim, the oso amiyah kivan shenechliku aliyam harabim havali kamanda lesa. And therefore, they're mevatel ardas. That's what it means. There is no more miut, because the miut has to have, in the discussions, they exist, but once the psak has come to, so they have to say, no, I'm mevatel my das, and therefore I have to give it up. They have to accept the svara of the rove. So that's an extreme formulation. Even though I think the rove is wrong, I paskin against the rove. The halacha is I have to be mevatel my das. That is not what is generally assumed. What we assume is what most achronim assume is the suggestion. What Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim is mechalik between two principles: holchin acha harove and rubo kakulo. Holchin acha harove and rubo kakulo. So the halacha is that by shechting you have to shecht rove simanim, right? There's the windpipe and the food pipe. You have to shecht rove. What is that? Holchin acha harove. You did too, so you go up to the rove. There's a machlokas here, there's rove simanim that are shechted, there's miut that's not shechted. Go after the rove. Doesn't make sense to say go after the rove in that case. So what does it mean? That's not holchin acha harove. That's called rubo kakulo. A nazir has to shave his head at the end of his nazirus. He has to do giluach. What if he shaves most of his head? Is that good enough? Holchin acha harove, he shaved most of his head. So the Gemara says, no, rubo kakulo. Rubo kakulo, sometimes. There's a pasuk that might say rubo kakulo is not good enough. But there are two different principles. Holchin acha harove and rubo kakulo. So says Reb Chaim, and the Maariv Chayis in Nazir, in that context, on Daf Mem Beis, asks, he says, ma chiluk yesh bein hadakai malon b'chol makom does linam basa rove berubo de isa kaman ubein rubo kakulo ashachok rachrav kan. What's the difference between holchin acha harove and rubo kakulo? So says the Maariv Chayis, aval ha'emes de bezesha osin karov lekeman de poling the krokos of acharam lahatos holchin acha harove. Everybody agrees to it's a pasuk. You follow the rove acharam lahatos, like our Gemara said yesterday. Aval mikra eno muchrach im hamiut muchrach lehis hapeich laharov vahamiut kiilu eno baolam holchin acha harove. The miut doesn't disappear. Holchin acha harove. You follow the majority, but the miut doesn't disappear. The imna se maisa barov kimokan shenis galeach v'nisharu shtei sirus amrina ruba kakulo havikilu gam b'miut nase maisa harov. You know what ruba kakulo means? The miut disappears. That's one step further. Holchin acha harov, there is a miut, but you follow the majority. Ruba kakulo, the miut disappears. Says Reb Chaim, that's the pshat of Tosfos. During the deliberations of a court, then all sides exist. There's a majority, there's a minority, they figure out what the halacha is. But once Beis Din issues a psak, at the point of Gemar Din, Beis Din as a unit issues a psak, and that's rubo kakulo. It starts off as holchin acha harov, but that's what the Gemar Tosfos means in Bava Kama Chav Zayin. The meat is kimi she'eno. What does that mean? What do you mean, kimi she'eno? You need 23 judges that give a psak. The answer is rubo kakulo. The miut loses, not that they have to be mevatel or das, we are wrong. No. But halachically, the Gemara Din is said as a unit, the Bezin as a unit, makes the psak of chayiv or pater, rubo kakulo. So that is not what our Tosfos is assuming, because our Tosfos seems to be assuming that there is that there is a, you can talk about the robe of judges versus the robe of everything else, asking a seer between the two. This concept of Reb Chaim of Rubik Akolo answers a number of questions. I'll just mention one that Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that we know there's a principle, we've had it a number of times, I hope it's going to come up again, Kol Kavua Kamechsa Al Mechsa Dami. What the svara for that is, very unclear if there is a svara. Maybe it's just a gzeiras hakasef. Stationary items, it's treated like half and half. If there are 10 butcher shops on the street, 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is not kosher, and I find a piece of meat on the floor, so the halacha is, you have to see a treif. 9 kosher stores. No, it's not moving, it's stationary, and stationary is mechsa al mechsa. Right, it's half and half. You have to treat it as half and half. If the meat came from one of the stores, it's moving, called the parash meruba parash. That's a different principle. That's not halacha. If something's stationary, you treat it as half and half. Why? Gzeiras hakasef. So asks the Mordechai, the Sanhedrin are all sitting in their seats. They're all sitting in their seats, asks the Mordechai, in Chulin, Tav Kuf Tzad Gimel. So every case of Bezdin, you should say, Mechsa Mechsa, stalemate, because they're all stationary. Kol Kavua, Kemechsa Mechsa Dami. You know it's what's called a klutz kasha, not a klutz kasha, that you need, there's definitely an answer there. Mordechai doesn't mean it. Mordechai knows that it's against all Gemaras. You have to say Bezdin issues a psak. But that's his kasha. Kol kavua, you should say every Bezdin is half and half. Says Reb Chaim, no. Kol kavua only starts if there's a suffix. If there are two sides, you're not sure what to do. There's two sides. There's a rov, there's a meat. You say it's mechsa al mechsa. But by Bezdin, it's ruba kakulo. You don't say kol kavua. It's ruba kakulo. There's one unit that issues a psak. So you don't get into the principle of kol kavua kemechsa al mechsa dami. Right? So that is the, that's okay. Just one other one. Fascinating. And then we'll move on. The Reb Elchanan points out, we know the halacha is that somebody's life is in danger. So even if somebody's life's in danger and let's say it's a 20% chance they'll die. 20% chance. 80% chance they'll live. 80% chance they're having heartburn. 20% chance they're having a heart attack. What's the halacha? You jump into a car and you go to the hospital on Shabbos. Even though it's only 20%. What do you mean, why? Because by Dina Nefa, Ein Hope, or Pikuach Nefesh, you don't follow the Rov. Right? Even 20%. So ask Reb Elchanan, so why, when Bezdin says 30 to 10, the guy should die, 10 people say the guy shouldn't die. So Pikuach Nefesh, you should go by the Miyot. You should be choshish for the Miyot. So Reb Elchanan's kasha. Amazing kasha. By Shabbos, 20%, save the guy's life. But by Bezdin, 10 people say he's innocent. Doesn't matter. 30 to 10, you put him to death. So again, what's the difference? So says Reb Chaim again, no, by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, there's a 20% chance of the Miyot, so you have to be Choshish for it. By Bezdin, there is no Miyot. There is no Miyot by Bezdin. Ruba Kakulo. There aren't 10 people saying that he's innocent. There's a unit of 23 judges saying this guy is guilty. Ruba Kakulo, the Miyot disappears. It's Kamisha Eino. Tosas Baba Kabach of Zion. That's that Tosas. So therefore, we wouldn't say it's a miyut. Okay, so that is all based on the Tosfos and Ruva Bidayanam. One other two minutes on the third issue in Tosfos, and then we'll move on because today's daf is also an exciting daf, and that is the Ein Lomar in Tosfos. Tosfos said the Ein Lomar on the fourth line of Tosfos. Don't try to answer that the different answer of the stira between our Gemara and the other Gemara is two different types of roves. Should be familiar with these two principles. Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lessa Kaman. Those are two types of roves. What's the difference? Ruba de Isa Kaman, a rove in front of me. 10 butcher shops, 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. That's a Ruba de Isa Kaman. Right in front of me. A rove of, anything in front of you. You have roves. Most of these people have come from, you know, most of them are Kahanim and some of them are Levim. You have 10 people in front of you. Some are Jewish, some are not Jewish. That's Ruba de Isa Kaman. Ruba de Lessa Kaman means statistical rove. Most women in the world give birth at 9 months. Most people sell their oxen for plowing and not for shechting. Those are statistical roves. That's not rove in front of you. That's based on statistics. Which is stronger? Which is a stronger type of rove? That's a good shaila. It's a discussion in the Achronim. Right, the Gemara seems to say one thing, and Gemara in Chulin, it seems like Isa Kaman is a stronger rove. Right, it's in front of you. Right here, it's staring at you. But you might say on the other hand, statistical roves. This is well tested, well experienced in the world. So the Achronim discuss it. But what some say, or the Rav Shimon Shkup says, maybe it's not a question of stronger and weaker. It's a question of different. Aruba de Lessa Kaman is a birur. a birur, it's really, I don't know what's going to happen. This woman, you know, it must be she gave birth in the ninth month. It must be, it's a birur, it's mevarer, because based on much evidence. Ruben de Isa Kaman, it's not a birur, it's you have ten things in front of you. So, it's what we call a hachra. You follow the rove, but we don't really know for sure. It could have come from the miut, but that's Ruben de Isa Kaman, Ruben de Lasa Kaman. There's a lot to say about that, but we'll leave it for now. But that's Tosis is suggested to be machalik between a Ruben de Isa Kaman and a Ruba de Lasa Kaman. Okay, now we'll continue. How would this Kal v'chomer work with Knossos? What do you mean?
Is Knas an Onesh?
What do you mean? Ein Onshin Min Hadin. What do you mean? Oh, in this case, you follow 3-1, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. So we'll have to talk about Ein Onshin Min Hadin. It's good if you say a Knas is an Onesh. If you say a Knas is an Onesh. It might just be what the Torah says. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Do that. Tanur Rabbanan. Dini Maman is Bishlosha. So our Mishnah said Dini Maman is with 3. Rabbi Yomar B'chamisha. Rabbi Huda Anasi argues on our Mishnah. B'chamisha. 5. So just, you see the Anava of Rabbi Huda Anasi. He wrote the Mishnayos, Dini Maman is Bishlosha, and he didn't even put it in his own Shita. A 5. He didn't put it in. Rabbi B'chamisha. Kedei sheyigmar hadin Bishlosha. Why do you start off with 5? So you can have the Gemar Din with 3. What does that mean? Ata betlasa milo gamar dina betray. What's the difference if you have 3 and then you end up with 3 giving a psak, 2-1? What does Rabbi mean? So haki kamar. No, this is what he meant. Bebnei shegmar din bishlosha. Not kidei, but because we want the gmar din to have 3 on the winning side. That's what it means. That's why you start off with 5. So it could be 3-2. Alma ksavar tlasa ki ksivi begmar dina ksivi. According to Rebbe, what does it mean when it says 3, the 3 Elohims, is because you want 3 on the winning side at the end. So Megadif Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo was very upset about this. He didn't just argue. He was Megadif. He cursed it. Elo me'ata te Sanhedrin gedola tzricha me'a varbam ve'echad. What is Sanhedrin agadol needs 141? Kdei sheyigmar adin b'shivim ve'echad. So you can have 71 on the winning side. Kdei Sanhedrin katana tzricha abram v'chamisha. Kdei sheyigmar adin b'shlosha ve'esrim. You need 45? So Rabbi Yavo says no. Ella, this is Rabbi Yavo still talking. Esfali shivim ish amar achmana mishas asifa shivim. Gather for me. Hashem says to Moshe 70. So at the time of the gathering, I mean the beginning of the process, you need this number 70. They don't have to give you the answer. The shafto ha'eda ve'silu ha'eda nami mishas shofishvita ha'eda. So this is when you judge, you need 20 and 23, but not at the end. So achanami v'nigra v'alabayis elho Elohim mishas kreva shlosha. So Rabbi Yavo says, I think Rabbi's wrong. Right, it goes by the beginning of the process. That's how many judges you need. 3, 20, 3, 71 is all just during the Masa Umatan. So Elahainu time of the Rebbe. So Gemara says you're right. Rebbe didn't learn it misvara, but he learned it from a hekesh. This is what Rebbe says. Asher Yarshion Elohim Trey. Right, it says that means 2. Yarshiun is plural. The judges will convict. That's 2. Nemar Elohim Lamata v'Nemar Elohim Lamala. It says Elohim Lamata and it says Elohim Lamala. Meaning, it says it twice in the same pasuk. Earlier in the pasuk and later in the pasuk. So, Malo Mata Shnayim, Af Lamala Shnayim. They're from Sukkim. It says Elohim twice, so it must be each one of them is for sure talking about 2. The other one must be talking about 2. V'im bezin shakol, mosiv en leinon echad harikan chamisha. That's why it's 5. So it's not a svaris. Learn that from Sukkim. 2 Elohims plus ein bezin shakol. V'rabbanan yarshi on ksiv. The Rabbanan said, no, it says yarshi on, not yarshi un, and therefore you could darshan that it is singular. This is the daf, Sanhedrin daf dalet. We're about to get up to the sugyas of Yesh Eim L'Mikra and Yesh Eim L'Misoris. It has to, do you go by? Do we focus on how something is written in the Torah or how something is read in the Torah? We're not going to go into each prat, but there are some of these psukim that are different than what we have in our Torahs. Some of the earlier Akronim point that out, that the Gemara, the words that talk about, it says this, it says that. In some of our Torahs, we don't have how it's written in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, we go by our Misorah. Even if the Gemara seems to say something else, we go by the Mesorah of the Sofrim and all of our Torahs, if it says it one way, that's what we follow. Even if the Gemara might have something else, it might have a Vav, not have a Vav, we go by our Mesorah. Amar of Yitzchak bar Yosef. Amar of Yochanan. Rebbe Huda ben Roesu, Beis Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva, Kulu, Svir Lahu, Yesh Em LaMikra. All of these shitos hold Yesh Em LaMikra. The focus in drushes, in learning, is how it is written. How it is written. Yesh Em LaMikra. There is literally a mother for reading. Right? The focus is reading. And red, first one is Rebbe Hatar Amar. Rebbe is one that we just said. It's read Yarshi'un, even plural, even though it says Yarshi'un, singular. Why is it called Yesh Em LaMikra? What about Yesh Av LaMikra? Why is it Yesh Em LaMikra? I'll give you another one. Why in one of the drushes that we have is called a Binyanav, not a Binyanim. So Binyanav, this is a model for everything. So why is it a Binyanim? Yesh Em LaMikra and it's Binyanav. So this is the Shaila of the first Tshuvas Arif. The first Tshuvas Arif, Siman Aleph, says, why is it Yesh Em LaMikra and Binyanav? Says the Rif. Shebedrushas binyan av osa osa drusha ikur lo momimenu dvar macherim. What's a binyan av? It's a model. Binyan av means this is a model for everything else. So a father always goes out and makes a living, makes a parnasa. So a binyan av has to be here and go out and learn to everything else. That's why it's called a binyan av. Yesh aim lamikra. It's right here. It's right here. Learning this halacha. Look at this halacha. It's an aim. It's a mother. Akaris Abayas, right? Called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima, right? She stays here. So therefore, it's Yesh Em LaMikra. Shem Mishnah Balacha expands upon it. Shem Mishnah Balacha says Yesh Lomer to Bemakom. He quotes the Tshuvas Arif, and then he says Kfar Biarnu the Ha'emi Akaris Abayas Shehinish Eres Babayas Tamid Called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima. V'lachein Amrina Yesh Em LaMikra Olam Masara Shehiha Ikarit. V'lor Amrina Yesh Av LaMikra Shuenu Tamid Babayas El Holech Lasakov. Av LaMina Binyanav Shah Binyan Haynu Shemimenu Bonim V'lomdim LaMakom Acher. Klomer Ma Zekein Av Zekein V'Zekoach Av Shemashpia LaMakom Acher. Ashenge Mashmasa Aim that she's on the bias herself. Okay, so that's a little Yesh Em LaMikra, while we have a Binyan Af. Yeah. So that's a separate other question. Right, might as well throw that in there. Why is it a Bas Kol and not a Ben Kol? A Bas Kol, right? So Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos Perek Tezayin. Tosfos Yontif in the 16th parak of Yevamos quotes, so why is it a Bas Kol and not a Ben Kol? Because a Bas Kol is not really Nevuah. It's a weak level, weak. And you always use the feminine lashon when you want to reflect weakness. Right? What does it say in to Moshe Rabbeinu? Vim kacha at oseli. So Rashi there quotes lashon nekeva because he was tashas kochak nekeva. So Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos quotes that's why it's a bas kol. Why is it in Yevamos Perek Tezayin? Why? Because I talk about it. If a Bas Kol says Reuven died, could his wife get married? At the end of Yevamos talks all about the Edus Isha. So that's why he talks about it there. Okay, thank you for the question. Makes me feel like I know something, right? I don't know any other Tosfos Yontifs in Yevamos Perek Tezayin. That's the only one. But you know, if I could quote it, I could quote it. Okay, here we go. Fifth line, Rebbe had the Amran. So Rebbe says, like we said, right? Yeshen LaMikra, that's his shita. Rebbe Yehuda ben Rawaitz, Titania, Shaul Tamid of Yehuda ben Rawaitz. Rebbe Yehuda ben Rawaitz also holds Yeshen LaMikra from the following: Ekra Ani Shivu Ayim. In the beginning of Tazria, where it talks about days of Tahara and Tuma, after a woman has a boy and has a girl, we know for a boy. A woman is Tameh for 7 days and then Tahor for 33 days. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, what happened? And not now. Nowadays we're not Bo'al Adam Tohar, like the Gemara says. But Me'ikra did Midaraisa for 7 days after a baby, a woman is Tameya. Even if the Gemara says, even if she has the Lady Yavashta, even if there's not a drop of Dam, the baby comes out without any Dam, she's Tameya for 7 days. Lady makes her Tameh, 7 days. After that, 33 days, she's Tahora. No matter what comes out, she's Tahor. She could be with her husband. Doesn't matter. 7 and 33. For an Akeva, it's double. 14 and 66. It's double. 14 and 66. After that, she cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash until after the 40 and the 80 days. That's where she meets her karbon, her karbonos of Yoledes, after the 14 after the 40 and the 80. So the Gemara says, Shivu ayim, yachol tehei yoledes nekeva temeya shivim. I might think that it doesn't say a woman should be tamei for 14 days. She should be tamei for 70 days. Shivim, amar lahen, no. Timei v'tir b'zachar v'timei v'tir b'nekeva. So he said to them, no, there's tumah tara by a male and by a female. Ma'ak shetir b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim. Just like by a zachar, it's 7 tamei, and a woman is double, 14. Af kishetimei b'zachar, just like by a male, it's 33, and a woman is double, 66. Af kishetimei b'zachar, so to the days of tumah by a zachar b'nekeva kiflayim. It must be shivu'ah, it must be mean 2 weeks, and not 70 days. And after the Tamidim left, Yatsu Machzer Achreim, he ran after them and said, no, I have a better answer. Amar lahem, Iyatem Zekukim Lakach Shivuayim Karinan, V'yeshim Lamikra. No, it says Shivuayim, not Shivim. So therefore, that's a better answer. You don't have to come up with a Svara. Shivuayim. So that is where Yeshim Lamikra comes up, by Rabbi Huda Ben Rawitz. Number 3, Beis Shammai. Ditznan says Beis Shammai, the Mishnah in Meseches Zvachim. Great Masechta coming up at Hashem next year. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai says, Kol Anitanel Mizbech Achiso Shenotanem B'tana Achas Kiper. We know there are different halachas for karbanos in terms of Zrikas Adam. We have a karban chatas. You have to sprinkle on all four corners. All four corners by a karban chatas. A karban ola, a karban shla, a karban asham. Well, asham is machlokas, but we pass on asham is like an ola. It was called Shtayim Shehen Arba. Shlomim, Shtayim Shehen Arba. Right, the two opposite corners, it sprinkles on all four sides. Some karbanas, only one. Only one sprinkling. Right, we say it in Ezel Makoman every morning. Right, Meiser, Bechor, just one corner, one, Shvichas Adam. So all different types of halakas, how many? What happens if you only did one v'di'evet? Or you only did one zrika v'di'evet? Beis Shammai says, it's okay. Kol anitanin al mizbeach achitzon. Everything that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzon. Shenitna b'batana achas, you only did one, keeper. But the evidence, okay. One matana is fine. Ubechatas, shtei matanas. But a chatas is supposed to have four. Chatas is supposed to have four, and you only did two? So you need at least two, says Beis Shammai. You can't just have one by chatas, but the evidence. You need two. Ubeis Hillel omer, afachatas, shenita matana achas kiper. Beis Hillel to know, even by carbon chatas, you can have one bidi evidence. What are the svaras for Beis Shammai? According to Beis Shammai, karnos, it says karnos, hare kan shesh, corners, it says three times it says the word karnos, each one is double, plural, so that means 6 corners. Arba la mitzvah, so why do we have 6? 4 lechanchila for the mitzvah, ushtayim la'akev, and 2 b'di'eved, li'ikuva, you need at least 2 for a karban chatas. You can't say 2 for everything else, because everybody else needs 2 by an ola and by an asham, you only need 2 lechanchila. So we're talking about a karban chatas here. 4 lechanchila and 2 b'di'eved. Ubeis Hillel omrim, no, karnas. Hari kanarba, it's written, 2 of the 3 are written karnas, singular. So 4 altogether. Gimel a mitzvah, the achas la'akev. So why 4? So you have 3 lechanchila. Really it means 4 lechanchila, but 3 of them will use for the lechanchila level. But achas la'akev, 1 you have to use for le'ikuva. I'd aim a kulu la mitzvah, maybe it's all lechanchila. You'll have 4, so maybe it's only lechanchila, but the other you need nothing. The answer is no, it can't be. Kapar bechti lo ashkechan. You can't get a kapar with nothing. You didn't do any of the avoda. We know there are dalad avodos of every behema. Right? Shechita kabbalah holacha zrika. You shech the animal, you catch the blood, kabbalah holacha zrika. The Gemara says, the end of the first parak of Zvachim, holacha lav avodahi. Maybe holacha is not so needed because, well, you can check the animal right next to the mizbeach without having to do halacha. But you have to do shechita, you have to do kabbalah, and you have to do zrika. You can't get away without any zrika. Only holacha you might be able to get away with. Right? So that's, you can't get away with nothing. Kabar b'chti lo ashkechan. So that is Beis Shammai, you see, is Yeshem Lamikra. Goes karnos. Next, Reb Shimon, Ditanya, Hilchasukka. Shtayim kilchasam v'shlishas afilo tefach. 2 walls. You need 2 full walls. And the third wall, even a tefach. 2 and a little. Reb Shimon Omer, shalosh kilchasam v'revias afilo tefach. Reb Shimon says, no, you need 3 full walls. And then the fourth a little bit. But my kamiflagi, again, based on psukim. Rabbanan savra yeshem lemisores. Reb Shimon savra yeshem lemikra. How? Rabbanan savra yeshem lemisores. Rabbanan say you go by how it's written. The misora of how it's written. Basukas. 4. That's referring to four walls, right? Basukas, each are singular, and basukos is two. Harikan arba. So dal chad kol gufei. So it says as if there it says four walls in the Torah. Take one away because that's just telling you the ikar adin that you need a sukkah with walls. You can't just have a roofed structure. You need walls. Pashu lutlas. So it leaves over three. Asai hilchasa. We know there's a halacha l'moshe misina that tells me that one of the walls could be less. That's the halacha l'moshe misina. So you have three. So the halacha l'moshe misina knocks down one of them. Garasa l'shlishis. It makes one of the walls less. V'ukimta a tefach. So one of the walls could be a tefach. So you need two plus a tefach. Rib Shimon savar basukos basukos basukos. Harikan sheish. Rib Shimon says yishim l'mikra. So as if it says it's six walls. One of them is out to teach you the Ikar Adin, so you're left with Pashul Hu Arba, so you're left with four, because one of the Basukos is out. So Asi Hilchaza Garasa L'Raviyah, so one of the Alchemosh Mesina comes and knocks down one of the walls, so Vu Kimta Tefach, so you're left with three plus a wall that is a Tefach. That is it. How do we know that the Alchemosh Mesina does this? The Russian Baba Kama, Beis, the Russian Baba Kama says, every Alchemosh Mesina is Ba Lahakel. Every halacha Moshe Misinai. Whether that's true or not, other achronim ask in some cases. That's what he says. All halacha Moshe Misinais, right? Could be are there lahakel and are there not lahosif, but to lessen. That's the rush. And he quotes this Gemara. Fourth to last line, Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva? Last one on the list. What does Rabbi Akiva say? So, Baruch Hashem, we have here Moed, and we have here Kachim, and now we have here Taharis. We have all the Siddharim on this Amud. Rabbi Akiva, Detanya. Rabbi Akiva, Omer. Minayla Raviyas Dam Shiyatsim Mishne Mesim Shemetame Ba'ohel. I know that a Raviyas Dam of a dead body is Metame Ba'ohel. If there is a Raviyas Dam of a dead body in a room and I'm in the same room, I don't need a whole dead body. Just a Raviyas Dam of a dead body makes me Tame. What if it's a Raviyas Dam of two different dead bodies? Half a Raviyas from one person, half a Raviyas from another person. Rabbi Kiva says, that's also Metame Ba'ohel. Also, Shenamar, Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. Shtei Nafshos V'Shir Echad. It says the word Nafshos, plural. Nafshos Meis. Souls. So therefore, you know, it comes from it's even two mesim. V'Rabbanon Nafshas. Because the Rabbanon who argue there say no. It's got to come from one mes. Nafshas in the singular. What's the lumdus of whether, okay, it's based on Sukkim, is there a lumdus that whether Dam Revius could come from two Mesim or not? So Rabbi Ganak, been waiting all of Shas to quote this. Rabbi Ganak has a sefer on Sanhedrin. Birchas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Ganak from the OU. And so he quotes there, what's the lumdus? He quotes, what's the reason that a Revius Dam is Metame? Is a Revius Dam Metame Ba'ohel? Because it's a shear of Dam. Just like there's a shear of a lot of things. There's a concept of a shearim. There's this amount here. This amount makes you tame. Or do I say deeper? Revius Dam is not tame because it's a shear of Dam, but because it represents the nifter. It represents the mace. A Revius Dam represents chius. Rashi says, shear chiuso shel adam is a Revius. So a Revius Dam represents a person. That's the machlokas. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a din in shearin. So then it's shiurin, and therefore, it's, you know, you could combine two. The Rabbanan say, no, Revius Dam is representative of a life. Representative of a life, you can't combine two different people. Revius Dam represents something, so therefore it's not going to be Matami with two different people. And he uses this to explain a beautiful Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says, there are 10 Revius. There are 10 Revi'iyos, 10 halachas which has Revi'is. Nazir Laman Ches. The Echem Mehem, Revi'is Dam. Revi'is Dam. And the Gemara says there, Revi'is Dam She Yotze Mishnei Mesim. It says 10 Revi'iyos, and it quotes the Revi'is Dam She Yotze Mishnei Mesim. Ask Rabbi Ganak, 1 minute, why did they quote Rabbi Akiva Shita? Revi'is Dam that comes from two Mesim, that's one of the Revi'iyos? It should say Revi'is Dam, period. Doesn't matter who it's like. The Rabbanan or Rabbi Akiva. The answer is no. Only according to Rabbi Akiva is Revius Dam a shear and Revius. It's a din and Revius. Like there's a Revius Halog of Shemen, a Revius of this, and a Revius of that, Revius to drink for Kiddush. Those are all dinim of Revius. That's Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanim, this isn't a din and Revius, it's a din and a Nefesh. They didn't a nefesh. A Raviyah's dam represents a nefesh of a person. So that's not like the other Raviyos. That's why it only comes from the Akiva Shita there in Nazir Daf Lamed Ches and not the Rabbanan. What about a Raviyos of a person who's alive? That's dam min achai. That's dam min achai, different halachas. This is dam min ames. Just like Avram min achai, Avram min ames, difference in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. That's dam min achai. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara said that's all the six different shitas that hold Yesh Eim Lamikra. Says the Gemara, Maskif La Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Miga Deles La Yesh Eim Lamikra. One minute. Could anybody reject the Yesh Eim Lamikra? We say there's a machlokas about it in some cases. Could anybody argue Vahatanya? But we learned last week's Parsha, Bachalev Imo. Right, it says, Mosavashu Gadi Bachalev Imo. Yachol Bichalav. You might think, you might think this means chalev. You can't cook a gedi in its fat. Amad yeshem lamikra. So it must mean yeshem lamikra. You have a misora how to read it. So that's why we know it means milk and it doesn't mean fat. So everybody holds yeshem lamikra. So how can we say that? There's a machlokas in six of these cases. So Gemara says, okay, forget everything we said. Ella tekulayama yeshem lamikra. Everybody holds yeshem lamikra. So let's go through it again. We're going to go through each one again. Everybody holds Yesh Eim LaMikra. And each one of these is a machlokas about something else. What is it? V'Revi V'Rabbanan B'Hakim Eflugi. Rebbe Savar Yarshi'un Elohim Achrini. Rebbe says, that's how we get into this whole thing. Rebbe says you need five judges for Dine Mamanis. Why? Because it says Yarshi'un Elohim. It says it twice in the Psukim. So it says Elohim, and then it says another Elohim. It's talking about two different Elohims. Two different Elohims. It says Yarshiyun Elohim, and then it says Yarshiyun. It's two different Elohims. V'Rabbana, and then Embez and Shakal is five. V'Rabbana and Savri, no, Yarshiyun Deheich Udahai. The second Elohim in the Pasuk is referring to the first Elohim. You go to the judges, and those same judges, it's referring to the same judges. How do you know it's the same? Meshachachma, unbelievable diuk. How do you know it's the same judge? If you look at the Pasuk says, the Meshachachma, this is Chaf Beis Vav. Chafei Zion. Listen to the psukim. Im lo yimatzei agana v'nikrav balabayis el ho Elohim, ad ho Elohim yavo devar shneim asher yarshiyun Elohim. So the first Elohim says, ad ha Elohim yavo devar shneim, with a hey hayadiyah. And the second one says, asher yarshiyun Elohim, without the hey. So it says the Meshachachma, that's how you know the second one is referring to the first one. It's not the new ones. He says, Mei karaksif ha Elohim behei, v'kan kosov Elohim belohei, v'kavanaso Elohim mehanach shenikrav uba aleihem. One letter in the Pasuk tells the Meshachachma is the basis for the Rabbanan Shita. What does Rebbe do with it? So you have to say, so he said at the end, he said, what does Rebbe do with it? Maybe that extra hey is alluding to the hey dayanim that you need. So that's, he says maybe both of them learn something out from the extra hay. So really they both agree Yeshen Lamikra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz lo plikar Rabban Olay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, no problem. Everybody agrees to that it's 2 weeks and not 70 days. Beis Hillel the Tanya, Beis Hillel also. He said you only need one for Chatas b'diavad. No, he learns it out from the following. V'kiper. It says three times that you get a kapar by Chatas. Mibnei Hadin, because I would have said a kal v'chomer that you need more dam sprinkled. V'halo dinu. And I would have learned it out there from a din. Nera damim lamata from a kavachomer. Nera damim lamata and nera damim lamala. It says dam lamata and it says dam lamala. What's lamata? What's lamala? Rashi goes three pshatim. Two of them are comparing the word dam in two different places. The third one is saying lamata and lamala. Carbon chatas has to be sprinkled lamala michutas sikra. Chatas is on the kronos on top. Ola, Asham, Shlomim, Lamata Michuta Sikra. Right, the line that went in the middle of the Mizbeach. Hopefully, by the Shem, next year we'll all become familiar with all the halachas of Kachim. But Chatas is above, Lamala Michuta Sikra, and all the Kabbarnas are below. Ofos, by the way, the opposite. By Ofos, Olasa Ofos on top, and Chatas Ofos on the bottom. The opposite. But that's what Lamala Lamata means. So we compare Ma Damim Hamar and Lamata. Shenatim Tanachas Kiper, just like the Damim that are sprinkled Lamata. Meaning, Ola, and Shlamim and Asham Avdam Amr and Lamala Shadam Tanachas Kiper. So to the Damim that are sprinkled above by Chatas, one is enough. Should you say that? Oklach Lederachzu. Maybe you should say the opposite. Nemer Damim Bachutz Nemer Damim Bifnim. It says Damim Bachutz by the Mizbeach Achutz. The Nemer Damim Bifnim, and it says it by the little Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaKtores that you sprinkle Dam on only very few times. on Yom Kippur, if you have certain karbanos of a Kohen Gadol, and there, inside, madam hamura bifnim, chitzer achas, mimataros loss of a klum, if you're missing one of those, the sprinklings, it's nothing. Meaning, the whole thing is pasul, after hamura bachutz, chitzer achas, mimataros loss of a klum. So maybe you should compare karban chatas outside to karban chatas inside. So nira lamidome, what do you compare it to? Dun chutz mi chutz, vein dun chutz mi pnim, do you compare Ola, Shlamim, Asham, Techatas, all on the outside Mizbeach, or Oklach Lederakzu, Dana Chatas Vidal and Kronos, Bichatas Vidal and Kronos, or do you compare the Chatas Hachitzon from the Chatas Haprimi? And don't compare to Ola, Asham, and Shlamim. So Tamalomar, that's why it says, V'kiper, 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 M'bnei Hadin. You would have said the comparison the other way. V'kiper, Ava, Bishlo, Nasan, Ela, Shlosha. Kiper, Ava, Bishlo, Nasan, Ela, Shtayim. Kiper, Ava, Bishlo, Nasan, Ela, Achas. The three kipers each teach me, according to Beis Hillel, you go down one. You go down one, and therefore, the kapara works even if you only did one for the karban chatas. So Beis Hillel also holds Yeshem LeMikra. Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan b'Hapligi. What about the Seis of Sukkah? This is the machlokes. It's not about basukas and basukos. Reb Shimon savar schach alaboy kra. Reb Shimon says the ikar din of schach to teach you that you need schach on a sukkah, you don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Rashi quotes, important line. Look at the second medium line in Rashi. Zaha below schacha, lo mikri sukkah. Second medium line in Rashi. You don't need a pasuk, because schach is the definition of a sukkah. Back in Masechta Sukkah, we discuss what's the definition of a sukkah. Are the defanos part of the definition of a sukkah? The walls? Or is the schach purely the definition? Sukkah is from the word schach. So that just shows you. So here, Reb Shimon says, it's an important line in Rashi, without schach it's nothing. So Reb Shimon, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you need schach. So therefore, you have an extra pasuk open, and that's why I use three and a little. For Rabbanan, Sarvi, Schach, Abaykra. The Rabbanan, you know why they go down one? Not because of Ishen Lemisaurus, but because schach needs a pasuk. So another pasuk is used up. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbanan, Bahapligi. And finally, the last one, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan say, this is what they're arguing about by Tumah. Rabbi Kiva, Savar, Nafshos, Tarti Mashma. Nafshos is plural. So that's why it could even come from two mesim. Rabbanan Savri, Nafshos, Da Alma Mashma. Nafshos mesim means dead people in the world. It doesn't mean two in this specific case. I'll call Nafshos mes, or if he is done from anybody in the world. That's what Nafshos means. Period. So now we go on. Udekuli alma yeshem lamikra. So now, is it really true that everybody knows yeshem lamikra? It's unbelievable. It just shows you the Gemara is not just about maskanas. The Gemara is about havaminas, back and forth, intellectual honesty. Is now that we figured everything out. No. There's another problem. Udekuli alma yeshem lamikra. Does everybody really hold that? V'yotanya, l'tota fas, l'tota fas, l'tota fos. Hare kanar ba'div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, how many batim are there in the tefillin? In the tefillin shel Rosh? Four. Totafas one, totafas one, totafos two, four altogether. Rabbi Kiva Omreinu Tzarcha. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't need to have that Rasha. Tat b'chatfi shtayim, pas b'afriki shtayim. Tat in Katfi language is two, pas in African language is also two. So you see, Rabbi Yishmael seems to hold Yesh Eim Lemisores. Right, Yesh Eim Lemisores, because he goes by how it's written, not how it's read. Right, so what do you do? So you see there's some that argue on that. Before we get to the next line, all the Achronim ask, the Torah is using African language? Lashon HaKodesh, Tat Ba'Afrik Yishtayim. The Torah uses Aramaic sometimes, right? Gal Sadusa, Yigar Sadusa. The Torah uses Aramaic once in a while. But you say Aramaic is a part of Lashon HaKodesh, but here the Torah uses Africa and Katfi. So the Shlach HaKodesh. The Shlach HaKadosh says, "Al Yahu al Daitecha Shatora Kosva Ilu al Lashono Sheinu Lashon Hakodesh Ela Beemes Totafosu Lashon Hakodesh Ubish Ukishebawal Hakadosh Baruchu Halashonos Bedar Haflaga Ba Lashon Hakodesh Gamkein Bishar Halashonos." When Hakadosh Baruchu mixes it up, everything at root comes from Lashon Hakodesh. Vatevas Ha'ela Heim Lashon Hakodesh V'Nivlulu B'Lashon Akum. Everything comes from Lashon HaKodesh. That was the original language, and therefore that's how it says. And that's what the Taz writes as well, and others. Shebechol Lashon Lachu Tevos Milashon HaKodesh Sheheim Chiyusam. That is the Chiyus. Right? And Dafka, interesting, says one of the Akronim says, Dafka, why by Tefillin do we find this? to make sure that we realize tefillin is a chiyuv in the whole world, not just in Eretz Yisrael. Dafka by tefillin, you shouldn't think there are havaminas in Maseches Kedushin that tefillin only applies in Eretz Yisrael. No, tefillin is even mechutz laaretz, and that's why the source, these other foreign languages, are dafka in tefillin. Where do you see a hint of this? Rashi and the Ramban, Parshas Akev. Right, so Rashi there says, if you remember, Rashi quotes the Medrash. V'samtem, Beresh Rashi. Af la'acher she'tiglu hevi mitsuyana b'mitzvus. Hanichu tefillin asu mezuzus. Kedei she'lo yiu b'neichem chadashim kishetachzeru. Rashi says, keep wearing tefillin in galus. So when you come back, it's not, you're not out of practice. And that's the famous Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, and the Ramban here echoes it, that what? Mitzvus in galus are not b'shlemus. They're not b'shlemus. And even though I have to wear tefillin, I have to do mitzvahs, but, says the Ramban, there's a missing element. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes that when he brought his Rebbe Rav Huttner, he picked him up from the airport one time, he says, I have to stop 1 minute, I have to go put on tefillin. It's like, Rebbe, you davened on the plane. He's like, no, that was a chutz laaretz tefillin. Now I'm putting on Eretz Yisrael to get tefillin. Rav Huttner. Right? So he says he was mocking for that Ramban. The Vilna Gaon cannot believe that the Ramban ever said it. He thinks Rashi and the Ramban have a corrupt medrash. And really the medrash said, hey, tough, ayin, mem. They thought it meant, hanichu tefillin asu mezuzus. And really it meant, hafrishu trumas asu maisras. Right, says the Gra. But if you, the Ramban, all the medrashim we have it like the Ramban. It's very difficult to say it was a mistake, but the Gra couldn't even fathom that there's a difference between tefillin in Vilna and in Yerushalayim. What difference should it make? But at least here we have an echo of that. An echo of that's why Dafka, in the halacha of tefillin, the other languages are alluded to. But you see from here again, that there are those that might hold Yeshem L'Misores. You might go by how it's written. El li'olam pligi. Fine, go back. There is a machlokas. Yeshem L'Meker, Yeshem L'Misores. Vahani mili ai. We had the question before about chalev and chalev. That's how we got into this whole problem. Vahani mili ki pligi hecha deshani krami misores. But when do we say there's a machlokas? When the... there's a change between how you write it and how you read it. Aval hay chalav achelev tachiyadadi nenu yeshem lemikra. But a chalav achelev, it's all chet lamed veis. It's all the same. So of course you need yeshem lemikra there. You have to know how to read it. It's not a question of different. If it's written differently and it's said differently, there it's all one. It's all chalav achelev. I the hare yireh yireh tachiyadadi nenu pligi. By Aliyah L'Regel, it also, it's the same word, and there's a machlokas, the Tanya Yochanan Ben Davai, Omer Mishra Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema, Hasuma Be'echan Me'ena, Pater Ben Ereiyah, if somebody's blind in one eye, they're Pater from Aliyah L'Regel, Shenemar Yir'eh, Yeira'eh, Kiderach Sheba, Liros, Kach Ba Lira'os, just like Hashem comes to see you, Hashem is perfect, as if he has two eyes, so do you only have to go see him if you have two eyes. Ma Liros B'Shteinav, Av Liros B'Shteinav. So you see, we darshin yireh yireh. So elam ravacha b'yid ravika, no. So it must be, there is a machlokas. Chalav and chalav is a special din. Omar kra lo savashel gedi, derech bishel asra Torah. Period, lo savashel gedi, you can only cook in milk. You can't cook in fat. Right, so therefore, cooking in fat, Rashi says, would be called frying. It wouldn't be called cooking. Cooking is in a big liquid. It would be called tigun. So therefore, it's a special din by Bishol, so that's how you would know that it must mean milk. Tosfos says, a little differently, Yerach Bishol Asra Torah, doesn't just mean mitzias, but it means chelev is asr even without the cooking. Yerach Bishol Asra Torah, we must be talking about something that's mutter separately and asr together. Milk and meat are mutter separately and asr when they're put together. Chelev is already asr even before it's put together. Chelev is nasar memela. So it's machlokas. Rashi Tosfos. What does it mean? Derech Bishol Asra Torah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with a lot of Dayanus and the best in items tomorrow.